Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Such a good coffee.
Is it good?
Oh,
TVI lovely. Blend.
It's
mate,
morally
TVI.
Wrong, but Starbucks get it right.
Well, the thing is, I used to be. We'll do welcome everyone to episode 131. Guest Andrew Ryan.
This is
in
131
the
episodes.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, though, I wouldn't listen to the first 99. Start at 100.
Did you do this in lockdown?
Yeah, so we did loads during lockdown.
You didn't like the Zooms, did you?
Well, I just found it a bit like I find it hard to get motivated to go into my spare room and sit at a desk and have a phone call.
It's like, what's your commute like?
Yeah, I like going to do comedy. Like, that's why sort of I like to, yeah, I like to commit.
I like laying in bed and doing
comedy.
Yeah,
you do. I mean, yeah, we're very different people. But let's quickly talk Starbucks. So, like, basically, we record here at Vauxhall podcast studio. Lovely.
Great studio.
Unbelievable. Lads, it's my first time here. It's walking through.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Every time I see anything outdoors now, I always think, oh, that's probably a lockdown.
Yeah, you did say that to me.
This
that
isn't
a lockdown thing.
No.
This is like a genuine...
It's a real 24-7.
This is a locked-in thing.
But basically, Vauxhall, very bad for coffee. Like, there's no hipster coffee. Like, Vauxhall's not a hipster place. It's more of a roundabout, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Roundabout next to a river. So it's got cool places like this beer garden here. It's got some nice pubs. It's got the Vauxhall Tavern.
Even the Tesco's the smallest Tesco
in
England.
But there's no, like, you can't, not like, oh, let's go to that hipster coffee shop. So we have to get our pre-show coffees from Starbucks. And I've always been so fucking pretentious about Starbucks. I never drink our Starbucks. Since we've been doing it here and I've been getting one, it's fine.
It's fucking delicious. It's
absolutely fine.
I got one of these, Starbucks card.
What is it? So like a gold card. You get it free every time you go.
No, you sign up to, you basically... Every time you get a coffee,
you pay for it on that credit card.
But you gain points. So then one day, you know, you walk in to go, oh, you've got £4 credit. We'll give you this one for free and stuff.
I have not got one.
Little loyalty thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I love loyalty cards. I've loads of them.
You strike me as somebody who likes a loyalty card.
I love bargains, man.
Do you have a lot of
You used to always have really good tips on, like, hire cars. Like, you were always really good at just, this is what you
very
need
practical.
To
look.
Yeah, very practical.
So, like, I used to hire cars rather than drive, obviously. So what you do is instead of, when you go to hire a car, they try and sell you there. So you buy the, say the car's 100 quid for a week or 5 days, whatever. And you go in and they go, oh, it's an extra 11 quid a day if you want to bring the excess down from 1,000 to 50. I buy my own separate.
I do the same.
You,
off the back of
quid.
You telling me this.
And you have that every. So if you go to Spain, it covers the whole year.
I've got it.
And it saves
you
a fortune.
How much do you save?
Oh, well, it depends how often you rent. So, like, I was renting, say, three cars a month for, say, a year. So it pays itself back within a month.
So much.
Wouldn't it be cheaper just to buy a car?
No,
but see, our lifestyle and London and parking and all that,
it's different.
So, like, you know the way if you get a nice weekend up in Middlesbrough and, you know, you're looking at the trains, you're going, no
Is
chance.
Is there such thing?
But you got a lovely weekend in Middlesbrough.
In Teesside. But, like, you know, there's something, like, awkward like that you just have this awkward week.
Yeah.
Or another thing as well is, If I was hiring a car for a week and then I needed to buy furniture and do certain things, I would use that car to go off to IKEA and do all those bits and bobs.
Do your burglaries.
Do my burglaries.
Do some hit and run.
Yeah, but I'm a bargain hunter. Like,
what about
lease cars?
No, I'd never... Anything... This is how I buy cars, right?
That's what I'm interested in.
So what I do is it's really cheap to borrow money at the moment. Is right, it? So if you want to buy a car...
I borrow a tenner then?
Chuck me a G.
Chuck a man a monkey.
Chuck a man a monkey. So like I would... I'd never buy anything to do with a car dealership or anything like that. So what I do is if I needed to buy a car for 10 grand and I can get a loan, try and get a loan about 2% and then just go in and you're buying the car for cash then.
Right.
They don't know you're buying
the loan.
They don't know you've got a loan.
Yeah, yeah. Drive into the sunset Thelma and Louise.
Default on a loan. Free car, mate.
Go off
your
cliff.
Car may be repossessed if payments are not.
That's all right. But
I do it like I'm a big, I used to join Costco, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to Costco and you bulk buy your toilet rolls and all that kind of stuff.
What are you talking of cars? Are you going to be affected by this ultra low emission zone thing?
What is that again?
Well, this is because basically,
probably, but
from 25th of October, when is that? From the day of recording, 10 days time, the ultra low emission zone. This is really, we started on really like grown up, boring conversation, like topic.
Sorry, listeners.
That's fine. People need to know this. If you're in London, don't worry, Julian. We'll drag this into the gutter. But there's a thing called the ultra low emission zone. It's a central London at the minute. If you've got a diesel that's older than 5 years old, or a petrol car that's older than 13 years old, if you drive into central London, then you have to pay the ultra low emission zone, right?
Get a train.
But that's extending to the fucking North and South Circular, that whole area.
Oh, really?
Of London. So if you've got like a diesel
but
car,
but if you live there already,
no, it's tough. If you even if you take it off your driveway to move it, you've got to pay £12.50 any time you drive your car.
Wow.
From the 25th of October.
Okay, cool.
You should probably look into this.
Getting a skateboard.
Setting fire to your car. It's mad. Like I mind that because I'm on my neighbour's insurance.
What?
She lets me use her car.
Is that anywhere within the North South?
How do you negotiate that conversation?
I'm just very friendly. Just
wait, hi, Bria, do you want me to do your bit? Anyway, you know that car that's on your drive?
She offered. Like, so they live upstairs, we live downstairs. We get on great.
What do you get in return? What does she get off you? Do you give her a bottle of wine or something?
You know, nothing, because she's a hairdresser. She cuts my hair and she almost refuses to take money every time. She's the best neighbour ever. Both of them.
Very important to get good. You never appreciate a good neighbour till you get a bad one.
Absolutely. That's a nice phrase.
I've had to move twice.
You've had bad neighbours. Talk us through.
Mate. I lived in
Manchester. Who was the bad neighbour?
I was going to say, so far, you're the constant here.
I've moved
seven times.
Every time I move, I've got to leave.
They don't like me fucking.
No, do you know what I was?
My music
doing my primal screams in the night.
Me and a missus were living in an apartment in Manchester, and it was one of those, you know, the balconies are very close to the next balcony. And you know, you're out in your balcony and literally like
hitting your bong.
5 feet away from you. They're on their balcony and you're in your sitting room.
You
can like hear everything they're saying. Tuesday, Wednesday night parties in a balcony. And it went on and went on. We spoke to them.
They wouldn't invite you still now.
No. Just hanging out. Like,
having their parties, talking about how much I hate their neighbours.
Oh, and you know what? One day I thought, you know what? I'm going to get these fuckers back, right? Because they were all smoking weed and it was coming in the window. And
get your party hat out.
So one day I thought, you know, I'm going to have a barbecue on my balcony, which was illegal. Anyway, I did anyway, but sure weren't they out for the whole day, so they couldn't get any of my smoke. But anyway, we moved because of that. And then I was living in St. Albans and I lived in this amazing apartment for about a year. Couldn't have had a better place to live. So quiet, so peaceful. And the lady above me moved out and I never heard her. Never heard her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then this guy moved in, mate. And I'm telling you now, I still think about him.
Footsteps.
And he's one of these city blokes. You know, he had a cravat and he was a business consultant.
Yeah.
And he drove a Jeep and he had like, you know, you kind of guy that goes shooting ducks.
Yeah.
You know, one of those kind of little cats. And you know, he was just the way he spoke as well. Like, and he'd like, you know, body fat, he was trying to hide his fat. You had one of those waistband things, you know.
Corsets.
Cummerbund.
Yeah, one of those.
Well, there's another name for them, isn't there?
Cummerbund.
No, cummerbund. Is what you wear with posh suits.
Kind of tighten it in.
But there's them corset things. There's a special name for them.
What it is, but it sucked all the fat in. But anyway, he was just a bit. I didn't, a bit slimy.
What was the problem? The noise, though.
No, so I could hear
just his image.
No,
it's everything about the guy. Not a single positive.
No, I just
didn't like him, right? So I went up. I was sitting at home one night, and I could hear his TV, and I knew exactly what he was watching. So we went up, knocked on the door, said, "Hey man, nice to meet you. I'm Andrew, I'm downstairs. How are you getting on? I see you moved in.
Man, if I'm watching you
still." Yeah. Yeah. And he had fucking surround sound system. But the thing about it is that he bought the apartment for like $500,000. So I couldn't go to like the property managers or the estate agent.
Right.
So the following day he came down and knocked me and he was like, "Man, I'm so sorry." And I was like, "Oh, this guy's sound."
Yeah.
You know, like he come down, "I'm really sorry. What I'm doing is going to soundproof." And I was like, "Mate, you're a ledge."
Yeah.
Like absolutely brilliant. And then about 3 days later, he had a party up there and people in heels and shoes. And I got the fucking broom, right?
Heavy beat.
Got me fucking broom when I did that. Fucking broom when that.
To join in with a beat.
Join in with a beat, yeah.
Like drum. That's like spitting bars.
So I went across to my neighbour and I knocked on her door and I said, "Are you listening to that fucker?" And she was like, "No, I hear nothing." And anyway, so nobody.
Yeah.
So annoying you don't get support.
I didn't get any support.
You're like the mad one. Yeah.
Sound I'm sure asleep. I'm definitely hearing.
I can't hear anything. Like.
So anyway, it went on for about 3 months, and I wrote a letter to him like, "Hi mate, look, I don't want to be a pain, but like letter. I can hear everything, and I didn't hear the last person, and I maybe it's just the way these apartments were built under the last Labour government." Because it was, you know,
how
like...
How long was the letter?
No, because of the fucking, like, the Labour government
built... 500 paid book.
And, like, anyway, he ignored it.
Oh,
so it went on for about 2 or 3 weeks where there was a fucking issue. Anyway, the ground floor apartment went on fire. And my friend was visiting.
Oh, coincident.
Right? The ground floor. There was a poor lady in there, ground floor apartment. So we all had to leave the building one day while the brigade closed it. And my mate from Ireland was staying over.
Dinner was ruined.
And he came out as well because we all had to like gather at the fucking meeting point or whatever. And he wouldn't even look at me. And I said to my mate, "That's the prick that's making all the noise." And my mate was like, the following day, he was like, "Yeah, man, I was here for 3 hours when I was in London." And he goes, "I heard him. And he's annoying. I think he's probably doing it." Like, it got to the point, you know, where someone... You say to someone, "Can you stop doing that?"
And then they say,
"Oh yeah, I will do." But deep down there, they don't give a fuck. Like,
he just never think about them, like trying. I know. Then you get into sort of neighbor wars. Did you never think about going
murking
like
him
for like and start, you know, taping speakers to the ceiling and shit?
Well, no, because I'm not
like a subwoofer under his bed.
What? Like, I thought to myself, what could I do to annoy him? But then I was thinking about one day parking in his parking space.
Yes.
Oh, that's,
but then
that
that's my
annoying
car, then. Like,
but then it goes
like,
on forever. Then,
yeah,
what?
Hire
I'd be on
a car,
Channel
long
5,
term.
You know, slum landlords and nightmare tenants. It's just like in Leafy, St. Albans.
Yeah.
Comedian Andrew Ryan is having problems with his upstairs overweight neighbour and his Labour building that he lives in.
I don't think they'd refer to his weight.
No, I don't know why I'm bringing it up.
Fat neighbour. Very high BMI.
I don't know why this is brought up, to be honest. It's making me come across. But I didn't like
that. So how did
this is the thing. When you dislike somebody, you just like everything about
the way he walked.
Brown eyes.
He used to, when he walked, he'd like over pronate so that he'd waddle.
Like
he'd web feet or something.
Guy,
like,
man. Absolutely hate
this
guy.
He sounds like a cunt.
Oh, hated him. And do you know what the best thing about it was? I was back in the apartment block about 6 months ago, and he obviously had a big garden upstairs. Yeah. With all the garden furniture.
There's a garden upstairs?
There's a garden at the back of the
big
penthouse.
Balcony.
Like, there's a penthouse. Like, I was living in a small one bed. And all the furniture was gone. He's obviously gone, like.
Lost
his job in the pandemic. Yeah, there's karma.
Yeah, there we go.
He probably was kind of a bit of an insecure guy trying to get friends by having a house party.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
How many friends do you need? Julian, I've like 5. I don't need that.
You've
got to have good neighbours.
So he moved out and then it was good.
No, I moved out.
Oh, so he's...
I got sick of it. I went on for months and months and months. And I have... I'm very noise sensitive.
How was your missus about it? Was she...
Well, she lived 2 miles away, so she wasn't living with me. She was actually over with her mum at the time.
So what's your current neighbour situation? You're back in St. Albans.
No, I'm actually back in Ireland. I'm in Belfast.
Right.
My neighbour's in East Belfast.
Right.
In Loyalist, Unionist East Belfast. Could not be any nicer.
There we go.
As I say, mate, I couldn't be any nicer. I just keep my head down.
Yeah.
Everyone's polite.
You clover on.
Say nothing. Yeah.
Go out and do some murals.
Walk out with me Rangers top on. Just trying to fit
whole
in.
Whole front of your house is painted. Bobby Sands.
That's a happy ending then. But well, I, not really. You had to
move twice. I had to arguably, it's the most stressful thing you can ever do in your life.
I moved twice because of bad neighbours. And now whenever I see an apartment block with two, if I'm walking somewhere and I see an apartment block and I see two balconies close to each other, it just comes straight back to me.
That's there's PTSD. Nothing you can do. Can you not, like, I know, because obviously sound must travel out. If you soundproof that middle, even just that little bit of bookmark type
it's going to be hard,
isn't it? It's still going to, you're not... Yeah, you'll help, but it won't
be. Is it a modern flat, modern build? Because the walls are so
built in early 2000s, so under the Labour government, yeah. When they were like bringing them up, you know, like they were bringing the apartments up, they were like quick builds.
Not mentioning government, not to get, we're not going to, no, not joking wise, but did you, the news, literally saw the news just before we came in here, a politician got murdered, mate, actual stabbed to death.
I don't know anything about it. But
well, no, it's breaking news, mate.
But what was the motive?
No one knows. Basically, some nutter's gone in at where they're doing surgeries where they meet their constituents.
It popped up in a WhatsApp group. It just somebody just said this is. But it was off topic. I just thought, what's that? I don't know why they posted it.
That's just breaking news, isn't it? It's a big news story.
It's going to be
It's going to kick off.
It's just getting. It's been getting nasty for a while. The way people talk to each other. I don't have a Twitter account, and I'd say you wouldn't be surprised if a lot of this is done from online.
You said something when we talked, when we mentioned it on the way in, I think it was very true, where you said, like, imagine a Tory MP got killed 10 years ago. You'd be like, it's definitely some like ultra left nutter, right? But I do think the way it's gone, it could be anyone, innit?
Could be anyone.
Now you actually think it could be a nutter from any side.
Could be one of
those. Because there's
going to
be
right
wing people who think these Tories are now sort of cultural Marxists and trying to push the trans agenda. It's like, you know, people that have just gone mad. So they think the Tories are left wing.
Yeah.
And then all you see, I mean, I think it's so many. Yeah, it's gone.
It's very sad. Like, I just, it's horrible. Like, I hate the left and I hate the right. I hate anything that's far left. I'm in the middle. I'm a bit like, look, relax.
I'm
like,
a bit
just
like
chill out.
That.
There's no need to be fucking having a go at someone. Like, we all make mistakes. We all get things wrong.
You don't dehumanise someone and think they should die. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like,
I'd be a bit rich as a couple of vegans. Just being like, yeah, that fucking guy should die. Even eat a fucking sausage. Because I think it's murder. And I'm like, but that guy can fucking die.
But that's what some fanatics, even vegan fanatics are like that, aren't they? Like, they can kill someone who works in an abattoir.
Do you know what? I eat meat and I massively reduced the amount of meat I've been eating because I've gone, okay, I understand it. And I looked into it and I thought, but it's one of those things where it's like when I gave up smoking, I wanted to give up, but I wasn't in the right frame of mind to give up. And now with meat, it's a bit like, or I'm going to have a pasta tonight with just non-meat in it, whatever. Like, what if I actually have
non-meat
pasta?
Vegetables, you mean? So they're not called non-meat.
I had 6 pints last night.
That's my main food source.
It's the non-meat food. But before sometimes you get up and you'd have sausages and rashers if you're hungover and stuff like that. Now I get up, it's simply cereal, bran flakes, and then just vegetable soups for lunch. I'm trying to actively every pizza I have now is all vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just those changes. But I know that maybe in a year's time, it'll be like, oh, I only ate meat once this month.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting better. But if you force it down someone's mouth, they're more likely to reject what you're saying.
Yeah, of course. You know? Ultimately, you can't change anyone. They've got to change themselves.
It's an inside job.
That was quite a nice moment. Yeah. Watch YouTube to see me look that. Say that.
How long have you been vegan now, Carl?
8 years.
And was it hard at the start?
No, it was harder than it is now because when I went vegan, wasn't as many options.
You were doing it before it was cool.
Well, yeah, I did it just before it was cool. It's that thing, like, I reckon
you're always ahead of the game. You
I am always,
you know,
always
that.
1 year.
He's always ahead of the game.
Yeah, which means I do miss out on reaping the rewards. You know, I do it for the right reason, but don't get any of the benefits. But I, I reckon it was probably about 2015. I reckon was when it had that sort of boom, and it suddenly became like there was vegan restaurants popping up everywhere, all over London. Like, so I reckon I was probably about 18 months.
What made you do it?
Just a change of sort of ethos,
mindset.
Yeah, I think I always was aware that it always sat a bit uncomfortable with me that what I ate, but I just never had the impetus to do it.
And especially from an Irish family as well.
Oh man, like, you know,
stew, the meat, the pork.
Oh yeah,
you know, love it. Especially sausages. Like growing up in Ireland, like the meat, now bacon. My mother used to, like, when I used to get to what we have for dinner on a Monday, mixed grill. Tuesday, steak and chips.
It's a mixed grill, like a fryer.
Just all different meats.
What are we having on Friday? Fish. What are we having Saturday? Chinese takeaway, chicken curry, beef curry. What are we having Sunday? Roast.
It's full on, isn't it?
Vin, mate.
How long are you vegan?
probably I think it was about 2015, actually. Yeah.
Just when it got trendy. Yeah, just yeah. Jumped on that.
You're like 6 months behind Carol and everything.
I initially did it because I was like looking at nutrition and health and stuff like that. And that was the main. I was in Brighton. I didn't plan it. It was on my mind a lot. I mean, I grew up vegan.
That's what I'm saying. Basically. It takes time. The brain has to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it takes time before that behavior becomes normal. Like when you go for food now. When you started, you were like, right, I can't have any meat.
Yeah.
But now you don't even, doesn't even register.
Yeah.
It was quite easy for me. I grew up kind of on my mum's, except for like milk. I was basically vegan. I didn't really have meat anyway. So it wasn't like a mad change. I felt like I started to eat like my mates when I was about 14. Like fry-ups. I never had fry-ups before and stuff like that. So it weren't that hard.
No.
Fry-ups.
My mum eats like, since I've been learning about nutrition, it's basically gone back round. Like, what she was giving me when I was six.
Right,
like chickpeas and like...
Yeah. My mum wouldn't know what a chickpea was, mate.
Irish mums.
Oh, she wouldn't know. The only beans...
Get that down, you know.
...would be baked beans.
Oh.
Even baked beans, I wouldn't have proper baked beans. I'd have like proper beans on toast.
Right, what, homemade?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, my mum wouldn't...
Oh, I love beans. Beans on toast, mate, would it? I remember spaghetti on toast.
But I would say, like, I had beans on toast in a hotel breakfast a couple of weeks ago.
I used to love it.
And it's the first time I'd had it. I can't even remember the last time. Years, right? And it was fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'd had a few beers and that
before.
There's
just so much sugar in it, isn't it? Like Heinz beans.
Do you ever have like a crisp sandwich?
Now and again, very rarely.
Love a crisp sandwich.
I used to like a pizza.
You do feel like such a savage though when you eat it. Do you not think? When you're eating a crisp sandwich, you're like, this is fucking...
Remember
like Harry Enfield and friends, the slobs? I feel like them just tucking into a crisp sandwich.
Do you know, I never had my first Indian curry until I was 28.
It's unacceptable.
Because in Ireland, we don't have a lot of Indians.
No, yeah, I know, yeah.
So, like, when I came over...
It's unbelievable.
Did
Chinese is massive
first
in Ireland.
What was the first thing you did when you got off the plane? Run to a curry house.
Vindaloo, please.
No, I had it in Manchester, in Rushholme, which is like the curry mile.
Yeah.
And I was 27, 28, and I was going out with some people and said, we're going for a curry. But I'd have a curry. People said, do you want a curry in Ireland? I think it's a Chinese chicken curry.
Yeah.
Because, like, Indian food, like, it's getting very popular now in Ireland, but... You know, the late mid-90s, early 2000s, never had it. And your man was like, he brought over these poppadoms. And I thought they were like, massive prawn crackers. You know, like I didn't know what they were. And I didn't like it at all because I didn't have the taste for it and the spice and all that. And I never had it then for maybe another couple of years.
Do you like them now?
I love them now.
Right.
But people had to teach me, like, people had to take you out and go, right, this is what you should have. And have, like the naan bread, garlic naan.
Yeah,
my God. Unbelievable.
My mate Garrett, I don't know if I've told this on here before. He
I need a tissue. Could you find me that blue roll?
You need some of the big.
Oh, thanks, man.
There we go. We got some tissues for Julian.
We don't have to edit this, do we?
That's all right. Just leave it in, mate. It was all that coke you did pre-record.
You're going to waste this cocaine.
This is a new thing since you moved into a studio.
Anyone want a line?
Just rack up pre-record. That is not true, by the way. I'm a father now. But my mate Garrett, he doesn't like curries, but like he likes going to Indian restaurants with mates and stuff.
What does he have there?
Well,
brings his sandwiches.
The worst. He once ordered 50 poppadoms, and he was like they're just like crisps, aren't they? I'll get through them. I swear to you, have you ever tried to like sort of challenge yourself to see how many poppadoms you can eat? Because normally you get a plate of like
four between a few of you,
and they go like nothing. Like you
dip them into the
loads.
Sauces,
yeah,
and all
but
that.
You feel like you could. You always feel like I could eat way more of them. So he just assumed I'd be able to eat 50. And he genuinely got through, I reckon, 6 and had to take like 44 home.
Imagine walking with 44.
Yeah.
There's stuff he could have dipped it in, I suppose. It's all curry, he doesn't like.
Well, no, but he likes dipping it in the mango chutney and stuff.
Yeah.
But he basically, it's the only thing he really likes in a curry house. So, but he overshot his estimate.
I have
slipped
up a few times in that 5 years, though, with fish and stuff, yeah.
By accident or like out of necessity?
He went swimming and swam into his mouth.
We've just had a cod.
Once, when I first became vegan a few weeks in, I ordered a pizza and it said a vegetable pizza, but I didn't know that cheese is already on it.
It was just a given that cheese. Yeah, of course.
So I'm halfway through the pizza. I was at Corrie Shaw's house in Manchester talking about being a vegan, and she went, that pig's got cheese on it, but I'd eaten half of it without even thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in Edinburgh, I did mackerel a couple of times.
I love it. I did mackerel.
Yeah.
I did mackerel.
Yeah, I've slipped up like a handful of times. Yeah, yeah.
Have you slipped up?
Only accidentally. Like it's for a,
you killed that
for
pig.
About, yeah. When I fucking shot an arrow through a deer. I used to eat Percy pigs, the ones that said like vegetarian Percy pigs. Didn't realise they're not vegan. They've got like beeswax.
They're pork.
Or
God.
But there was that. Like, so I was eating them, I reckon, for the first 4 years of being vegan.
Do you feel guilty if you have, if you break, if you mess up?
Yeah. But the only one, and I accidentally had milk about 3 years ago, and shat and vomited like a madman.
Like the body is just, can't take that.
Developed a full on.
What are you, almond milk now or soy milk?
This one is, I've gone for an oat milk today.
Right.
Oat milk's good, yeah.
Yeah, I like oat milk.
I do almond on cereal and stuff.
I tell you what I say, I do almond on Sundays. I do almond on Sundays. Do almond. Oat on Sundays.
Is it almond?
I say almond. I think it's almond.
Right. One of the most water, what's the word?
Tight.
Intensive farming things. Not very good for the environment, are almonds.
I don't know.
Well, because basically they grow on a tree and each one is inside its own fruit. So every almond you eat, like a bag of almonds is like a whole tree's worth.
That's a lot of
you fucking
trees.
You look shocked.
Jesus.
I've eaten a fresh then? Because the world is built on...
slave labor.
Well, yeah, like, it's just... There'll be endless farms of it somewhere.
Am I going to see you guys on Insulate Britain next week or something?
Definitely.
I don't know, like,
that is fucking.
Sitting in front of your car on the way to a gig.
Only a middle 15, mate.
They're a perfect example of sometimes where I'm like, you know when people are so definite about their opinions and stuff? But like, I see what they're doing and I agree in concept with what they're saying, but I still have that part of me that, you know, that grew up.
Get out the nurse's way, man.
But even that, if I was in that car, like, you know what I mean? I'd agree with them, but I'd still want to get out and kick their head in. Mate, do you know what I mean? It's that
people
weird.
People have been dragging them off the road, haven't they?
Yeah.
What do you think? And this is, I'm not saying this is what they should do, because I genuinely do think they've got a point, but surely the way to fix it is the police. Like, you know, you get all the angry blokes who want to punch them, but the police are there, right? The police say to the angry guys, we're going to change shift in a minute. There'll probably be a 5 minute window. Before the other lot get here.
And I was looking the other way. I was looking the other way.
And they just have a little shift break. And then them people get their heads caved in by some nuts. No, that's what they're like. That would be my...
Yeah,
if I was
police,
just like, just same. Defer responsibility for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
there you go. Off you go. 5 minute amnesty. Go for it.
Yeah.
I wonder how police hours work, though. If they're in the middle of something, they can't go, it's my lunch. Just
no,
chasing
in Ireland, in Ireland, the police shifts are 6 a.m. to 2.
Yeah.
2 o'clock to 10.
Right.
And 10 to 6.
Right.
So you start at 6. So if you're ever driving...
Can you get your crime in on the lunch break?
If you're ever driving at, like, night time, you go, 10 o'clock is shift over. So right. You know, they're all in.
But then would you not get the new eager ones coming in trying to catch you? They're full of beans, aren't they? They've had their dinner and watched an episode of something. Now they're out on the beach.
Episode of The Bill.
I got stopped speeding in Dublin about 2 years ago. And the speed limit in Ireland is 76 miles an hour, so 120 kilometres.
Yeah.
And I was doing one, there was nobody on the road. I was doing one, I got one of those where I just sneaked up to like 140.
Yeah. Ooh-wee.
Right, which is about 85 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nice.
Phew, 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 phew. Pulled in. I was like, right, attitude.
Didn't
is
he
king.
Have a proper.
Yeah. So I was thinking, right, attitude test. If you pass the attitude test, you've got a good chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the guy comes up, and he's a young fella now, probably younger than me. Like, I was like, here we go. And usual. And I said, oh, yeah, guilty as charged, officer. Yeah. Sorry about that. Guilty as charged. And he went, geez, we're going fairly fast there. No. He goes, I was. I said, and what's the reason for that? He goes, I've no excuse. Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
He went, okay, fair enough. Took out the license, English driving license in Ireland, and as soon as he looked at it, he went, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he went back.
The hassle.
He just went back and he goes, right, what'll happen is you won't get any points, but you get an €80 fine.
Yeah.
Just pay the fine, you won't, there's no points. And I was like, result.
Why didn't like the English?
Because it's an English license, so he knew that there's no, you can't put points on an English license. Now, they say that there's a parallel system.
Well, it's like in Europe. Even in Europe, you can't really, you can't really get busted in Europe for driving badly. The points don't come back to you over here. They say there's a way of doing it, but apparently it never happens. So if you get caught speeding anything, like you'll be fine.
I've been on two speed awareness courses.
So have I.
Two.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, I'm back again. Like, you know what I mean?
How did you find them?
I walked in and it was a bit like everyone was like embarrassed to be there. Sort of like, and then the one question the guy said at the start was like, you know, why do we speed? And I just went, to beat the sat nav.
Yeah.
And I got a laugh. And then as soon as I spoke in the little tea break, three people come up to me, what part of Ireland are you from? Because my mum's from Donegal and my dad's from Kerry. And I'm like, fucking, here we go.
Yeah.
So I did it twice. But the guys running it, I found them hilarious. They're like, why do we speed?
Yeah.
Why do we need
it? It strikes me
speed?
As a sort of the same sort of people that are like driving instructors. And those people that are sticklers for like.
Do you know if a driving instructor gets 3 penalty points, they lose their job?
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking brutal.
You can't have points on your. Yeah. A driving instructor cannot have penalty points. You have to have a clean license.
Oh my God.
Imagine that, like on your day off, like shitting yourself.
I had 12 points for a while.
Did you?
You're not even allowed. You know,
hear this. This is unbelievable. You told it before, but like this blows my mind.
So you must have been banned.
No.
You went 3, 6, 9, 12, right?
You get 9 and then 12's a ban, isn't it? But I went to court to say I need it for my livelihood. So they let you...
That's all right. Is it?
If other people are going to be affected by your income, they let me keep it. But I knew that if I got... done again.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that again.
So what does he say to you? You can have 12, drive, keep your license.
Bus.
Yeah, so I can keep driving, yeah.
What was the fine?
It was a fine. I can't remember. It was years ago.
You must have got a couple of £100 fine.
I think it was about £250 because you pay like court fees and that.
I got off a summons once.
What's a summons?
I got summons to court.
For what?
Speeding.
Right.
They didn't deliver the summons correctly.
I love a loop. Do you ever what's that guy, that Mr. Loophole? Do you know that lawyer? You always see him in the paper like looking after David Beckham's being caught speeding again.
And David Beckham comes out of court as if like he was the one that's been wronged.
That guy, and like he admits, that lawyer does, that he's totally taken advantage of like.
But he's within the law.
It's within the law, but he admits. He goes, look, I'm not doing anything. Well, I'm not saying these people have done nothing wrong. I'm saying that the police need to do their job better, otherwise we're going to get them off.
Basically, what happened was due process. I got caught, forgot about it. Genuinely did forget about it. Then a summons arrived to the door. And what happened was I was stopped in my mum's car. And the car was obviously registered to my mum's house.
Yeah.
She's the keeper. I gave them my address in England.
She got put in prison, wasn't
she? Yeah, she got 6 months.
Fucking touch,
hard time, mate. Hard times. She was in segregation for 5. But what happened was, instead of them sending the summons to my address in England, which I couldn't ignore because I'm not in the jurisdiction of the court, they send it to me mother, which is a breach of data because I've not been convicted.
Yeah.
So I contacted.
How did you know that was?
Because my mother rang me. There's a fucking summons here for you.
But how did you know that was out? That was not allowed. What they did.
Because my dad told me he did law.
Oh right, that's fine.
Your dad's a lawyer.
No, he just studied a bit of law.
Oh, that's good.
We all studied a bit. Of
Call
law.
Google a bit of law.
When do you start your law degree?
I've started.
You're doing a law
course.
Degree.
Yeah.
And you've 12 penalty points.
Access course.
I've not got 12 anymore. I've got 0.
Oh, you're back to 0?
Yeah, this was a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
You went back to court and said, can you wipe them off?
You've been clean. How long have you been clean now? Been going clean for how long?
It's got to be a few years.
When you're in a 30 and you're doing 33, you go, ooh.
Yeah, I do. I get a bit. It taught me to drive within
badly
the limit.
And slow.
Yeah. Like, I'm a 68 miles an hour guy on the motorway. Yeah.
That's good for the miles per hour. You save more petrol when you're driving.
Who's that? I got a lift back from Bristol.
Sometimes I'll hit 80 here and there.
I got a lift back from Bristol with Clint Edwards last Saturday. Lovely guy, Clint. Very funny man. He's a real, you know, he ain't going
miles
anywhere
to the gallon,
near
like.
The speed limit. I'm talking, he's knocking around 60 the whole way. So it's that thing where, like, yeah, and obviously there's a petrol crisis, so I presume it was to preserve fuel. Apparently, is it 58 or something is the most economical
56
speed?
I think.
56.
Depends which car as well, I bet.
I think the average, that works out. But it is, you know, and I'm very thankful for the lift home. But when you're a passenger and somebody is on a motorway doing like 56 miles an hour, you are sitting there going, fucking, come on, mate.
Get out, bruv. The office going to close, bruv.
Do you want me to drive, bro?
Oh, like, I'm very lucky I have a car, but I'd be very selective over who I'd give a lift to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In terms of like, I've gotten lifts off people and it's been brilliant. And, you know, you go, oh, what do you want petrol money? And they go, oh, give us a tenner. You know, give them 15 or 20. Then they're the one getting tired. They're the ones' cars getting wear and tear.
Yeah.
A lot of people that don't do that, man.
No.
Disrespectful.
There was a guy, I won't name him, but he famously would ask for so much petrol money. Like, you know, they'd do a journey to Manchester
just give me
and
110.
Back. No, but it'd be like Manchester and back, you know, might be, what, 30 quid's petrol, 40 yeah. quid, say 40 quid top, depending if you got what sort of car you got.
There'd and be, you can round it up a bit because it's the
but there was like
tear.
Three of them in the car. So, you know, imagine that would work out between everyone. Say you'd say, chuck me a tenner each, right? They get back to London and he was like, right, everyone chuck me like 30 quid or something. And they were all like, what? Like, 120 what are you talking quid. About? And he goes, and they were like, you put 30 quid of petrol in it. And he just went, yeah, but it ain't just the petrol, is it? I've got to pay for, you know, I pay the insurance, depreciation on the car. You know, he just reeled off all the costs of running a car. Yeah. And he tried to say that they got, which I sort of, again, on a technical level, he's probably right, but that is not on, is it?
Yeah, but that's the kind of guy you don't want to be in a car with again.
Absolutely.
Though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it is crazy. I once got a lift with a comic at a gig when I was starting out. And we were driving to the gig and he pulled in for petrol and he put in £10. And then he drove an hour later and stopped at another petrol station and put in another £10. I said, babe, why don't you just put in fucking 20 back there? Like, I just didn't understand that. Why don't you just put in 20? Do you know what I mean? I had someone then that wanted to box me over.
What was that noise?
I don't know. I had someone kind of wanted to box me over the £15 for the petrol.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other guy in the car went, that's actually a cash point there, mate. You can go and do it. And then when he went up and gave me the cash, you know, when the money comes out of the cash point, it's straight.
Yeah.
He handed it to me. It was rolled.
Right.
So it was in his pocket.
Oh, you filth
had the money on it. Then I got to back it over. I'm not naming him.
We'll bleep it.
Oh, no, okay. Not but honestly.
Yeah, tell me his name and I'll tell just our patrons. Patreon.com/we.
And that, have you ever got any bad?
I've had, you know, when they tell you how much the petrol is, you do this long ass journey and they go, what was that, about a fiver?
Yeah.
Drive to Cornwall and back.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there a comic out there that just goes, I don't pay petrol?
Yeah.
We know, I think. I never met him, but I've heard about it.
Drop him at the bus stop, mate.
Yeah, I got, what's the worst lift? I remember I once got a lift with an act who, just before setting off back from like Exeter, just did a line of coke off the fucking bonnet of the car. And this was like,
for a car journey.
For a car journey. It was. I'm gonna beat that. For legal reasons, I'm going to have to beep that, obviously, because I don't want to get him to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want him to know and kill me.
I forgot cocaine's illegal for a minute.
But that was like, I remember that being fucking...
But you know that if your car is pulled over, you're done as well, because there's drugs in your vehicle.
I mean, they were fucking up his nose.
But, like, but he must have had some left over. Like, that, you
guy,
know what I
mean? That guy got done in Dubai, didn't he, recently?
He's in prison, yeah.
24 years for having two bottles of CBD.
CBD, I read about this.
They weren't even his, they were his mates. He's like a PT.
CBD. Imagine doing a fucking quarter life stretch.
No, the government
for something you can buy in Holland and Barrett. It's fucking brutal, mate.
What are you in for, mate?
Lemongrass tea bags.
Fuck you, I had a gram of chia seeds on me.
But he's got, apparently they bet the shit out of him in their prison as well.
Well, they forced him to sign the
in Arabic
admission, yeah.
That shit would like...
I met a guy that spent...
The government have got to step in on that, didn't they?
I met a guy that spent 6 weeks in a Dubai prison for...
You did?
No, I met a guy, yeah. Oh. Scottish radio TV presenter. He was presenting out there and I was doing a show and he told me...
Eamon Holmes?
And no... Eamon Holmes is...
Oh, he's not Scottish.
He's not Scottish. But he was breaking up a fight.
Yeah.
And because he was there, he was put in. And and then he got released after like 6 weeks. And he just said...
How was he breaking it up though? With a lot of high kicks?
No, what happened was
he was breaking up with nunchuckers.
He's throwing CBD oil at everyone. Like.
With acid.
He was breaking up basically an Emirati man. Was
a Marathi?
An Emirati, yeah.
From Emirates.
A local.
We're banned in the Emirates.
We're banned in the UAE. Our patrons got banned in the UAE.
Really?
Yeah. Because of Julian's filthy mouth. No, it's just what we do. We've probably covered some topics that apparently are not allowed in the UAE.
Yeah.
Sort of like anti-slavery chat.
Sorry to our UAE friends.
But yeah, he was an Emirati, was beating up his Emirati wife.
Ooh.
He, as a Westerner, went in and apparently you let them at it.
It's apparently illegal to stop somebody hitting a woman in the Middle East.
I would have served that time with pride, though.
Yeah,
he did the right thing, innit?
He said it was all right in there. It's pool tables and everything.
Really?
He said, actually, all right. He said it wasn't. He said it was like a holding prison before a prison. If you know what I mean.
I got into a little dust up in Dubai.
Really? In a Dubai prison.
But luckily, I was there, so I was doing the gigs. I don't know if I've told this on here before, actually. Maybe not.
Laughter Factory.
I was doing a Laughter Factory gigs, which are
great
run
gigs.
Of shows in the sort of UAE.
Yeah.
And I went to a bar called Barasti afterwards. Great
down
bar.
By the beach.
Down on the beach.
For some
I was taken there with by some...
Couple of hookers.
couple of dirty hookers. God, I love you so much,
they
God.
Were,
couple of nasty girls.
There we go. And it took about 40 minutes for it to happen, but Julian's on the prosy chat.
Sorry.
But I got taken there by some of the audience members that we'd been drinking with after the show, and it was great fun, and we were having drinks. They're buying us countless drinks. And then somebody, as we were leaving the bar, I saw a guy pissing in a bush, and I thought he's going to get in trouble. So I went over to say to him,
pushed
mate.
Pushed him in the bush with your foot.
He's pulled his trousers down. I went over to sort of, but I sort of jokingly sort of, I can't remember what I said. I was pissed, but I said something to him about him pissing in a bush that I thought was funny.
He was an English
and
guy,
also
was
a
he?
Warning, yeah. And for his own safety. And then he just turned around and sort of went for me and called me like a cunt. And I just retaliated. And next thing you know, we're like sort of
really?
Grabbing each other and rolling around. And then...
Fucking hell.
And then this...
Was his pants up
was
and everything?
Was his willy
away? I bit it off, mate. but no.
This little soft, wet willy flapping around.
That's why you turn
little
vegan.
Little piss droplets flying
around. You
get
feeling it on your arm. Also.
But luckily, one of the guys I was drinking with, he was this big rugby guy. The moment it sort of went physical, he grabbed me and like physically picked me up, like in a bear hug.
Held you like a baby for a little while.
No, he did the bit, like he opened the taxi door, threw me in the back and just told the driver to get me out of there. So I'm still basically flapping arms. I'm in the back of a taxi. And then we're just driving up the road and I totally calmed down and realised what the gravity of the situation was if I'd been caught.
And you never saw those people ever again?
I'd never saw them again, no.
You could have been locked up in some
Dubai
jail.
Would have been done, mate. Imagine that.
Can you imagine that? Breaking news on Carol Donnelly. There'd be some comics out there going, oh, see where he was gigging next week. I'll see if I'm available.
There'll be a few openings at Top Secret this week.
There is comics like that, though, to go, oh, so-and-so's ill. Let's have a look and see.
Oh, yeah.
Go on their website, see where they're gigging.
I remember taking Cogs's gigs, a couple of gigs.
Really?
It just felt really weird, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Did you not send them to the kids?
Contacted the promoters that night after
you
died.
Of course, yeah.
Called them up.
Just looked at the diary.
That's crazy.
It's
I nearly got in a fight in Dubai myself with an audience member after the gig in the Movenpick.
Yeah,
and Kerry Marks was there and Marcus Birdman, and we
in
sorted
Dubai.
It.
This was again.
Yeah, no, it didn't. It was this guy took offence to a question I asked the audience. I said, "Have you got any Irish people in?" And this woman said, "I'm from Ireland." I goes, "Whereabouts are you from?" And she goes, "Oh, I'm from Derry." And I went, "All right." And I was like, "Have you got any Southern Irish in?"
Yeah, yeah.
And he said to me afterwards, like, the woman was fine, but he said to me afterwards, she said she was Irish. I goes, yeah, she is Irish.
Yeah.
But she lives in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
I was looking for somebody in the South.
Yeah.
Different country, like. Yeah, but the fact that she says she's Irish is good enough. Oh. I was like, that's not the issue.
He wanted a fight, didn't
Piss
he?
Off.
So he wanted a fight, but you know what he did? He came to the show the following night.
Oh.
To try and look for me again. Like.
Should have knotted him.
Me and Kerry Marks were playing
put his
pool.
Name on the door.
We were playing pool, you know, in that pool bar in
Bovenpick.
And so he asked us for a game of pool then. To kind of calm things down. So we played a game of pool with him. And I was just like, you know, he's the classic bald fucking English man, big fucking guy.
What, expat?
Yeah, just like, I'm working in fucking finance. And you're just like, mate, you're miserable. Like, you're out here, it's boring.
Yeah.
You know, it's good for a week, but it's, you know, he coming to comedy two nights in a row, like the same show. How sad is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to do it, but they don't. It's just annoying, man. Like people like that, like even like, you know, gigs.
Did it almost get into a fight?
Yeah, like we were kind of like, no, I was quite reserved. I said, listen, being from Derry and being Irish is correct, but she's not from the south of Ireland.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's like
asking, is any English in Liverpool, any southern English in? Is it?
Yeah. It's just like saying, like if I said, like, it's just I was trying to do a reference joke to the Euro money,
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the
yeah.
money in the north is sterling.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
I needed somebody in the south.
But
you're like, I'm just trying to get to this joke. Britain.
Shut up!
I don't want to be nutted, mate.
Yeah, I know. I've seen a fight in the audience in Dubai, though.
What is it with Dubai?
A guy brought a prostitute to the gig and was there with his friends, and the friends objected to this guy bringing a prostitute, and basically it kicked off after the second act. And all I remember was Duncan, just like
Oakley.
Saying, Duncan, who runs the gig, like breaking it up with Ken. And next thing, just this woman who was the prostitute, like, just comes out, and she was just like, she just said, like, oh, I'm very sorry, but very funny show. And just walked out. There's a big fight there. But if you get caught fighting there, man, you're
done.
Serious
you're absolutely
trouble.
Done, mate. Years.
I bet there's not many fights. Oh, it sounds like there's a lot of fights.
Yeah, it's weird.
For somewhere where you get there's your hand cut off for it.
Get beheaded if you get caught in a fight. Was, like,
yeah, that's all very well, but who's he fucking looking at?
But the thing is, it's like there's like a little black market of fighting out there. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Just like bare knuckle. Car park shit, innit?
I'd love to go and watch.
Have you ever been to Dubai?
I have, yeah.
It's a weird place, man. I like it.
I went there
for like
it. I think two nights.
I do like. Do you know what? I like the sea and I like the sun and I like the hotel.
I don't like. I mean, it's all isn't it's not like it's yeah.
You
it's
get a bit desensitized to a gold Ferraris though, don't you? It's a bit like, oh, right, every car's like a suit, like a nice brand new.
Yeah.
The streets all look really clean.
It's like Singapore. You've been in Singapore?
No.
Or like they've got a rule. I think you can't have a car that's over 5 years old or something.
Can't have chewing gum either, can you?
You're not allowed. Yeah, chewing gum's illegal in the country.
Wow.
What, because of the...
The pavements.
Yeah. So you can't drop it anyway. If you get caught, like just even having chewing gum, I think you get in trouble.
What law would you bring into this country like that? Like the way you have strange laws like chewing gum in the UK?
Oh, but I'd ban homosexuality. No, I'm joking. I would.
Straight over the bat, I want to ban it.
That's not me, it's God, rules, mate. Take it up with a big guy.
No, what would I do? What? Some of them, what other countries? I suppose, I don't know.
I don't like capital punishment.
No, like, I don't.
You know, even like the Sarah Everard killer, you think, oh, he should be murdered.
Yeah, but you can't. I don't agree with
it. He needs
not an eye for an eye, is it? I don't believe in that sort of system.
Because what if they're not guilty? Because that happens.
Exactly.
Mostly. But like, listen, you can go back to the 70s and 80s here. There was lots of cases.
When was the last capital punishment here then?
74, was it?
Yeah, who was it?
Was it a woman?
Yeah,
then?
What's her name? Oh,
the woman
shit.
Was the last
yeah,
one.
Google
the
it,
woman who me. Shot her husband, because my uncle and aunt, then they took over the pub where the shooting happened. The bullet hole was in the wall.
She shot her husband?
Yeah.
Where was that?
Ruth Ellis. Was it Ruth Ellis?
In Tooting.
It was in North London, wasn't it?
I find it the last person executed in the UK.
I didn't think it'd be a woman.
1964.
Ruth
Ellis.
Ruth Ellis, that was it.
I don't know why it feels worse.
Was a British escort and nightclub hostess.
It's been a lot of escort chat this episode.
God.
Yeah.
She was hanged after a conviction of murder.
They used to hang them
David,
at Marble Arch, didn't
David
they?
David Blakely in Holloway Prison.
Where did she shoot her husband?
In the face.
Right in his fucking mouth.
She became a manager of a nightclub in Knightsbridge. Basically, what happened then is so the relationship with Blakely continued, however, became violent as Ellis continued to see other people. Blakely offered to marry her. She consented. She had a miscarriage because he punched her.
Oh, God.
Jesus,
oh,
this is crazy.
Bad story.
And then basically what happened was
shoot man up in the head.
Shot him, five or six times.
Where was the shooting? It was in a pub in somewhere in North London.
The Blind Beggar.
It was in stepped out of Henshaw's doorway at newsagents next to Magdala.
The Magdala, that was it, the Magdala.
Yeah, as Blakely searched for the keys to his car.
There was a
38 caliber.
So your aunt and uncle ran the pub,
they ran
they?
The pub
and
for
also
a while.
Your mum and dad ran a pub for a while.
Managed, yeah, they managed the pub, yeah.
Shot him five times, first two missed.
Oh.
Fucking typical, isn't it? Give me that, babes.
But can you imagine, like, do you remember back in, 15 years ago, Saddam Hussein? They actually put it online.
I know, it's mad.
I saw the hanging.
I think being hung is one of the worst ones, isn't it?
That should be taken down, man.
He seemed pretty, I know he was that. No, they had him, brave
they,
when he was
they
going,
had him
though,
drugged up, man. They had him drugged up. He was on
He looked like
drugs.
A shell of the man
yeah,
he was.
Yeah. Well, you would be. Imagine being the leader of a country and next thing you'd be hiding in a ditch.
I read his biography.
Hung.
He was like a gangster, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, like
he's a hard bastard. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's all ruled by fear, though.
Just
isn't it?
Ruthless, man.
Ruled by fear. You don't follow the line. You're out.
He loved Stalin, didn't he?
Did he? He
had the same.
We all love Stalin.
It's a bad sign, isn't it?
Love a bit of Stalin.
I just want to check. All right, cool. We need to wrap it up shortly, but being hung. What would be your like? Yeah, I know it's gross, but
drowned.
Like, worst. No, but I mean in terms of actual.
Capital punishment.
Like
I don't know. The lethal injection is probably painful as fuck, isn't it?
What? It's meant to be pain free.
I'm about to get wanked off to death.
Jesus,
I don't
Christ.
Know. I don't think it'd be pretty hard. You'd be pretty used
coming
to
coming in again, go again.
And it's a fella that comes in and does it, and like
but, nice man hand.
What?
My biggest fear would be drowning.
But that's not a standard form.
What
of
I did
death.
With witches in the. In the 60s.
Do you know what? I think...
Witches in the 90s.
I think, shoot me. I'll take a bullet.
Oh, I don't know.
Do you remember that snuff film, Faces of Death, years ago?
Oh, I hated it.
When you see a man get shot close range.
It's brutal.
The monkey thing was fucking...
What was the monkey thing?
Oh, it was awful.
What was it, though?
Now where they got that restaurant in, like, I don't know, I don't want to say the wrong country, like Thailand,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And they bring the monkey out, so there's a hole in the middle of the... Sorry, people, this is brutal.
They eat his brains.
And they tap him with these little hammers.
Oh, no, no, no.
Really?
Come on.
No.
It's so horrible. And you see him... Oh, you see him grip, like... Ooh.
No.
But I don't know how it was edited, and like it could have been bullshit.
Right.
Because it was edited, and then it close up on his hands, and like...
I hate anything. I hate all that cruelty kind of stuff. You know, it's really upsetting.
But you see a guy get shot in the face at close range and just boom, boom.
I must have said this. It's one. My cousin once sent me a video, and he sent it on an email.
So you shot him in the face.
Tried to shoot myself in the head, but it was a video. It literally was the title. The subject matter was like, "You've got to see this," and I was like, "Oh, it's going to be a funny video of like some fucking, you know, cat or something." And it was a guy shooting himself in the head. He'd been arrested, brought into a holding cell. Was obviously whatever he'd been arrested for. He'd definitely done it. And he had a gun in his sock, and he shoots himself in the head. And like, I just watched it and went cold, like proper cold.
Yeah, it's brutal.
And I just replied to my cousin like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
But your cousin saw that and went, "Carl needs to."
Yeah, you know, like this.
Carl, do you know who's in a dark place at the moment, Carl?
Oh my God, man!
Need to pull him out this dark place. Yeah. And send him.
Do you know what I get caught? Do you know what I get caught on? No, I'm watching a lot of. You know, get caught on these YouTube loops.
I mean, we've talked about. I'm watching YouTube.
I watch this one. Sovereign citizens in America refusing to cooperate with the police, and they're just smashing the windows. And because I'm a sovereign citizen, I'm not driving. I'm traveling. I have freedom to travel. Police like license registration. And then like 2 minutes later, they're smashing windows. Get out! You're arrested for failure.
Yeah,
they're like
yeah.
sovereign citizens. They don't feel. They don't belong to any land.
Well, it's like. The,
it's kind of like fucking lunatic. Well, it's like Trump guys, you know, fucking yeah. mad.
During the lockdowns when that, like there was people trying, like that were ignoring lockdown laws, saying that it wasn't covered under the Magna Carta, and it's like, that was like 1,000 years ago. I think there might have been
probably
updated.
Probably a lot of things ain't covered.
Yeah. It's got like, you know, you can't shoe your horse. I get caught
in a lot of these ones. I sit down and go, all right, I want to see a good bar fight. And I just type
I
in
do actually quite fight, like bar,
fights
bar,
in
fight.
Pubs. There's one
I like
Australia.
Seeing bullies get knocked the fuck out.
Or Instant Karma. Do you ever watch Instant Karma?
Instant Karma's one I think I follow.
Did you ever see the one in America where this guy was driving past a woman and she was filming him and he was like, "You stupid fucking bitch," and then he comes across in front of her and he just turns over.
Oh, quality.
So quality. Right?
And then
just goes straight and a train just takes their car out.
And then about a week later she goes onto the TV because the footage was picked up and he comes on like his car has just turned over, like you see the whole thing, it's got millions of views.
Instant karma.
And she was just like, "Oh, he cut me up and I flashed him or beeped him and he like, you know, was all masculine and did all that kind of stuff and then he loses control and it was just a fuck, I love him.
Have you seen the one, I think it's an Australian one, about when he said about bullies? It's this little wiry little kid, I reckon they're only about 10.
I've seen it.
And it's the big kid
slapping the big kid like that, and the big kid body slams him.
That was
so
a brutal
hard
move.
That you hear it as he just crashes into the ground.
And wasn't that kid brought on TV in Australia and given like a holiday or something for standing up to the bully? He was brought on TV.
I love that. Just mash up someone.
Yeah,
have a holiday.
But you
man.
See this little kid then, and he gets
properly slammed.
He can't even walk, man. He gets up and he's all sort of doubled over.
He's lucky he was a kid could probably be a bit more rubbery, aren't they? Around,
I love seeing
probably
stuff like
kill
that.
An old man.
Do you know what's a really good one to type in as well?
Just go, stay totally still.
Completely flat. No bounce.
Squat.
You should see the
splat like an egg.
There's a clip on YouTube. You should watch it. UFC fighters in the wild. Oh. Basically, fellas that pick fights with people, they don't realise the guy they're picking a fight with.
I've watched them. Oh man,
mate. There's a guy. He takes his top off. You see that one? He's got the blue jeans on. And there's two guys, you can tell he's a fighter just by the way he's bouncing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he just goes straight for legs, lifts him, slams him, and as he slams him down, and then follows him with the punch. Man. And you can see the people who were like, oh, Jesus.
What yeah.
And your man's standing there going, right, who's up? And everyone's just gone.
There's that other, I remember that famous one that went around about 5 years ago of that guy walking with his girlfriend.
And he knocked two guys out.
Down a river. And one of them, I don't know what they do. Do they try and do something? They tried rob him or something.
Fighting him or something.
And he just, like, counterpunches both of them.
He had some good hands.
Oh man,
fast hands, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And both of them just like dung dung. Both got grass.
That was so good. Oh.
That is amazing. I love people getting their arses handed to them. Like,
yeah, when it's deserved, there's something quite cathartic about it. I suppose.
Brilliant. It's really good fun.
We need to wrap it up. I've just seen
the time. That's a shame, man.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
We should do a 2-hour episode.
No. I think we should cut them to 10 minutes.
What was this week's topics? Vegan debts.
Vegan debts.
Julian being wanked to death.
Yeah. A lot of prostitute conversations.
And Dubai.
And your two Dubai brawls.
Well, now we're probably definitely banned from the Middle East. I'm not allowed to go back in case they arrest me.
I'm going in December.
Are you?
2022.
December 2022.
Yeah, a year
that's
and 3 months.
So long ago.
That's how far ahead they booked.
That's a far ahead booking.
Yeah, but you know what? I got 4 days off over there, so 4 days golfing.
Oh, yeah. You love a bit of golf.
Love a bit of golf.
Me and Cara have played many times.
Yeah.
I've heard you're very good. I was with
nine now.
Jimmy
off
McGee.
Nine.
Ooh, that's a lovely handicap.
Playing off nine.
What is that?
It's like...
It means it's very good.
It's I get nine shots in the course against the course.
How many holes in the 18. Course? That's crazy golf or normal golf.
Normal golf. right, let's wrap it up. You're where people can find you online. You're on the socials.
Yeah, I'm on there.
You're on Instagrams.
I do Instagram and TikTok at Andrew Ryan Comedy. I don't do Twitter because I think it's full of pricks.
It's not a nice place.
I'm only on Twitter.
Is that what you're on?
He's got 50 shadow accounts. He just tweets hate at people.
How many kids have you got, Julian?
Just two different political views.
How many kids have you got?
Let me count. I can't remember.
You're two kids, is it? Three kids?
Five.
You're five kids. Are they on socials?
Yeah, but I'm blocked.
My niece won't let me follow anything that she does because she's doing all the dancing.
My niece blocked me as well. I had a video of me chasing my daughter and my niece in the hallway going, "Why'd you block me?" And I put it up. It was just a silly video. And then, like, about 6 hours later, people were like, "Oh, that's funny, but that might be a bit weird that you're chasing these." I was like, "Oh, no, it's my daughter."
Yeah,
but no one knew. It looked like
I'm
chasing these two like teenage girls. but they blocked me, yeah.
Which people can follow us on social media.
Yeah, we are TVI.
Yeah.
Please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Which is obviously free.
Yes.
How many followers you got on that?
Loads.
It's not that. I mean, it's still it's early days.
Most people listen audio, but we're just trying to get those numbers up.
But sign up there. It's Patreon.
We've got
a Patreon get together this weekend.
Get together Sunday midday. Yeah. What date is it?
20.
So what's that mean then? A get together. You meet your fans.
So we do like a Zoom get together with patrons.
October the 17th, 12 o'clock midday.
Yeah. So I'll try and get this
Andrew
out
be there,
then.
Mate.
Brilliant.
I'll send you the link, mate.
Link me up, bitch.
The link goes out on Patreon a few minutes before.
Yeah. Thanks for watching.
So
subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/wearetvi.
Yes.
Very simple.
I like your style, Julian. You're very down to the...
He's good at
button,
he's
like,
good at selling it,
yes. Isn't
he? I've enjoyed it. It's nice to be
hanging
out with you.
Yeah.
It's an easy chat, isn't it?
It's just a chat. That's all it is.
You know what I mean? It's good to see you, Julian, you know?
It's good to
good
see you.
Good to see outside comedy as well. See what you're like. Is it?
Outside comedy.
Right. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, anyone, for watching.
Thanks for coming, man.
Don't worry. I think